the second Mishnah. And maybe get me in a siyam, but any of the lime of the Farin Nechtam. The kin is incapable of saying, before I Nechtam, the Gemara explains that he was Mischaresh. So the Reish of the Mishnah we've already discussed. The Mishnah adds Shavu Echad Kitei Nashim Echad Shechurei Avadim Shavu L'Meilech U'L'Mevi Zuach Zmenei Trachim Shavu Kitei Nashim Shechurei Avadim. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah now? The Mishnah says that Get and Shechur are the same. The Ger and Shechur are the same, that they need, that the Chiddush is that Shechur needs the Fanei Nechtav over Fanei Nechtam. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That Shechur needs, what's the Chiddush? That Shechur needs, that's enough. It's enough. So the Chiddush is a kula. That if you get Shechur, it's enough. What's a chumra also? In other words, if there's no ma'arer, we still require the Fanei Nechtav. And it's a kula that it's enough to say the b'farei nechtav. So it's a chiddush in both directions.
It's
a chumra, which is a kula. So that itself is a chumra. If there's no marriage, there's a chumra, and we do it to protect, so it should come l'day tikkun at the end. So that late edition would be a problem. Okay. Now, I just... Just in the Sairer, that Lechaira, the whole thing, that it's Shaykh Shlichus by a Get Shechur is the Chiddush itself. We're talking here about an Eved Kanani. We're just talking about an Eved Kanani. That you're Mishachu and Eved Kanani. Lechaira is Nisar Asay, Loilam Behem Tavaydu, to be Mishachu and Eved. So there's an Aveira to be Mishachu and Eved, the whole thing that Shlichus helps. Why ain't Shlichus bar Aveira? How does Shlichus help in the Mishnah? So unless the Mishnah is talking only in such a situation, we are allowed to. There's a heter to be mishachar. There's an issue of Laila Mem Tavayd. You're not be mishachar in Eved. Never Kanani. If you're mishachar, it's chal, but you're not allowed to. Maybe it's going like Smachlek Shabakim Yerbi Shmuel. So it could be it's going to the other Mem Diyamash Laila Halacha. Be, but I'm willing to bet this is brought down the halacha as well. All right, maybe it's talking. The Ram says that the Yisrael be Mishachar and Eved Kanani only applies where it's the Toivasa Eved Kanani. Some is Mishachar and Eved Kanani the Toivasa Atzmai, but he's doing it for his own sake. Like the Gemara says that there are only 9 people for minyan. They don't want to daven without minyan. So the Mishachar and Eved Kanani to make the 10th person for minyan. So the Gemara says that that's mutter. The Ram learns pshat in the Gemara that the Isser is only the Tevas Hagoi that you're not allowed to free him. If it's the Tevas Yisrael, then you're allowed to free him. So the Meila, maybe the Mishnah is talking in that case. I'm not sure if any of the Mepharshim bring down this Ha'ara. Everyone seems to assume that a Shlichus helps. So I'm not sure. Hopefully we'll yet see another Hesber in why there's no chasar. Okay, the big tumul on this Mishnah is mistaitev on the Pnei Yeshua's kasha on the Mishnah. Pnei Yeshua points out that Rashi in the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph said that the whole Mishnah of Pfanei Nechtav is talking by Shliach HaMeviyai, by what we call a Shliach Lohelacha. Right, we've learned that there are two types of shliach. There's a shliach lahilacha and a shliach lahava. A shliach lahilacha is a shliach of the baal. A shliach lahava is a shliach of the isha. A shliach kabbalah we call it. Rather, shliach kabbalah is a shliach of the isha. So there are two types of shliach. Rashi on Beis Amud Aleph said that you only need b'fanei nechtav. The whole takana b'fanei nechtav is only by a shliach. Le halacha, where the baal is giving a get to someone to bring to the woman. If it's a shliach lekabbalah, so then you don't need b'farei mechta. What's shliach lekabbalah? Shliach lekabbalah is the woman sends someone to the man, and when the man gives it to the shliach to get his chal right now, it doesn't take the shliach's traveling time. The shliach traveled already beforehand. He came to the baal, and the baal gives the get. That's shliach lekabbalah. But shliach lekabbalah, there's no chesaron of. There's no chesaron. No, you don't have to say b'farei nechta, b'farei nechta. That's Rashi on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. So Pnei Yeshua asks the Gevaldik Kashi. He says we're going to have a machlekes later in the perek. If it's a schus for an eved to go free, or it's not a schus. If it's a schus gomor for an eved to go free, it's not a schus gomor. And the halacha, it's machlekes remain in the Rabbanon. We pass like the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say it's a schus ulevet shiyetze ben chayim. And since it's a schus for an eved, we assume it's a schus. I could be makabel. I don't have to be a shliach of the eved. I could be makabel for him. Zochin l'adam shloi b'fanav. If somebody wants to, if his adam wants to free him, I could be makabel the shtar shechu without being a shliach lekabalah. It's al zochin l'adam shloi b'fanav. I could be makabel a shtar shechu on his behalf. Tosfos. And the Amid Beis says a tremendous chiddush. Tosfos Lo Dibra Maskal Lo Yitnu. He says that by get shichrur, since it's a schus for the eved to go free, if the adon makes a shliach lahalacha, what is the adon doing? He's making a shliach lahalacha. He's telling someone, here, take this get and bring it to my eved. As soon as the Adon gives the get to the Shliach, now the Adon is thinking, I'm giving it to him, he'll bring it to the Eved, he'll free the Eved. What actually happens is as soon as I give it to the Shliach, B'tor Zochin L'Adam Shloi B'fanav, when he takes it, that itself is a schus for the Eved. And the Eved goes free from his Kabbalah. When the shliach lahilacha is makabel the get on behalf of the, even though he wasn't made a shliach by the eved, he's makabel of shliach lahilacha. He automatically becomes a shliach lekabala, because lamaisa he's zaycha for him. What's his das? His das is I'm taking it and bring it to the eved. So at least Taisa shita, could be others disagree, but Taisa says that it's an automatic thing that. Kiven the schusu pshita the zaychel alter. Kiven the amrina gabi shichur ten kischi. That when you give it to the shliach and you tell him bring it to the eved, as soon as he gets it, it's a schus for the eved. So as soon as he takes it, ten kischi. If you tell him give it to him, same thing is saying be zaychid. And memela he's zaychid for the eved. As I state in Tosis, the chiddush. In Cain, Dr. Pnei Yeshua. By Eved, you never have a case of Shliach Lahilacha. There's no such thing. What case of Shliach Lahilacha is there? Every time you give it to the Shliach Lahilacha, he's Zaycha for the Eved. If he's Zaycha for the Eved, that means he's in effect the Shliach LaKabbalah. He is taking it for the Eved. So every Shliach Lahilacha, by Get, Shechur, by Shechur of an Eved, is automatically a Shliach LaKabbalah. Because when he's makabalit for the eved. So what's going on here? Rashi said on Daf Beis Amid Aleph that b'shliach lekabala. There's no b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. There's no such thing. It's only b'shliach lahilacha. So now you're coming and saying that shav get isha l'shikar eved. That's the same thing by an eved. But by an eved, there's no hechitinsa of shliach lahilacha. Every shliach lahilacha like Taisis is automatically a shliach lekabala. So it should come out. You never need b'farei nechtav. When do you ever need b'farei nechtav? You never need it. Because the shliach lehailacha is gufa, shliach lekabala. And the klal of Rashi and the Ran on that Beis Amid Aleph was that a shliach lekabala, there was no takana b'farei nechtav. If you give it to him and it's over, as soon as you give it to him, then there's no din of b'farei nechtav. So there's no din of b'farei nechtav. What's this whole Mishnah? You don't have the hechatimtza by an eved. Every eved is shliach lekabala. That's the kash.
The Baal says that I don't want to be decree until we get to it. 2 weeks from now, when we get to it, it's not in a pursuit by law. It can't be better than more than the guy gives, more than the person giving.
All right, what you're saying, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, like Akiva is saying, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says in Achinami, it almost never is going to happen that you need a Farai Nechtav by Ishtar Shechar. But it could happen. It could happen in a case where the Adain is Makbid. He says, Beferish, I'm giving it to you, but I don't want you to be Zaycha. I'm only masking if you do it with Halacha. That's the only way I'm asking for it to work. In such a case, that type of situation, so Rabbanu made the takana of Shavu Gitei Noshim L'Shakurei Avadim. Instead of Kamat, rare, it's extremely rare case. But I guess, since Gitei Noshim L'Shakurei Avadim are the same, so therefore they said it should be the same. Or it'd be the same thing. I say the Eved, well, the person, by Zachalan Shalai Bafan, a person has a right to say, I don't want it. That's what you're saying. What? Even if. Well, if he knows, it would again be a Hechatimsa where he knows that the other is with him and he says, I have to use the but I don't want to lay the Hashem. If he says, Beferish, I don't want. So, you know, you can't do it against his will. But it wouldn't be the normal case. By a Swiss gomer, you could do it. No. If a person says, I don't want, you can't do even a Swiss gomer. It's, Pashtus. Yeah. Anyway, here's not a Swiss gomer. It's a Tzad Isser in the Shifta. It's a Tzad Isser.
But it's only
You won't have a normal case. So how's it? It's Shava Gitei Noshim L'Shecharei Avadim. That in a case, which is a Shlech L'Alacha Dika case, which is very rare by Eved and very common by Gitei Yishol.
The case of Shlech L'Alacha is totally different. Can't even say that.
That's for a side reason. That's because the Shlech L'Alacha obliges Shlech L'Alacha Kabbalah.
But again, the whole concept of Shlech L'Alacha by Eved is non-existent. Only the case where the Baal will say,
I don't want you to be a Shlech. But that's all because this is an Eved, this is an Isha. But the dinim are the same, it doesn't apply only in the rare case. So this is Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Mahalach, which is, which he's really saying that Peshua's Kasha is right. But Peshua himself has a different teretz, which to me sounds like a very mistavidic teretz. So Yeshua says, 1 minute. Let's go back to Daf Beis. We said over there, you only need Befarei Nechta by Shliach Le Halacha and not by Shliach Le Kabbalah. Why? What's the difference? What's the Hesder? What's the difference that you need Shliach, you need Befarei Nechta by Shliach Le Halacha and not by Shliach Le Kabbalah? So the Ran there explained. The Ran said, what are we worried about? Why do we need Befarei Nechta? We're worried about Ira de Baal. We're worried the Baal will be Ma'ar. The Baal will say something. Now, if what the Baal says is true, we're not worried. We want him to tell the truth. We're worried the Baal will lie. He'll have Charata. He'll regret having given a get to his wife. And a lie, he'll say Mezuyef, or he'll say Shalosh Shema, whatever he may say. We're worried that the Baal is going to lie. So the Ran said that psychologically, a man who gives a get and knows it's all over as soon as I give the get. If when he hands the get, he knows. If he lets go of the get, it's finished. He is not likely later to say, I shouldn't have done it. I should make up stories. If he knows when he gives it, it's all over, it's not likely that afterwards will come with tainus. It's only by shlech lo halacha dechazal v'chayish shwai. Because by shlech lo halacha, when the husband gives the get to the shliach, he knows he's got plenty of time. I mean, until he can change his mind. Until the shliach travels to Eretz Yisrael, and he gets there and he gives it. Until then, he can still change his mind. So when he gives the get to the shliach, he is still, in his mind, he still knows that he can still get out of it. Such a person, who in his mind, he feels he can still get out of it, the chazal were afraid that later he'll make up stories, he'll change his mind. Their whole cheshash was in such a situation where a person at the time that he gives it knows that he has an out. And that's the hesber on that phase of the difference between shlech lahilacha and shlech lakabbalah. That's the hesber of the chiluk between the two. Zakta pnei Yeshua, let's go to Eved. By Eved, we'll say the same thing. If the other makes a shlech lakabbalah, so he knows it's all over, the Eved's free, you don't need b'farei nechta. If he makes a shlech lahilacha, so he's giving it to the shliach, he's telling the shliach, bring it to the Eved. In his mind, he still has time, and we're afraid he'll have charat. So Pnei Yeshua asked, in his mind, he thinks he has time, but it's not true. Right? Because as soon as he gives it, the shliach is going to be zaycha for the Eved. So it's really a shliach l'kabbalah. So the Pnei Yeshua, you may be right, that as soon as he gets it, he's zaycha. But the Ram was saying that it doesn't matter what the truth is. It matters what's going on in the mind of the Adin. The Adin is not a Lamdin. He doesn't know Zachin Adam Shalai Bafanav that the Shliach is being Zaych. In the Adin's mind, when he makes a Shliach Lahilacha by Eved, he thinks he still has time to change his mind. He thinks so. He's wrong. But he thinks he still has time. So in that case, with Chayshish, the same Chashash, that later he's going to change his mind. Later on, he'll come in a lie because of the charat. So Yeshua, because the whole thing doesn't depend on the emes hadavar. It depends on what's going on in his mind. The whole ran is based on the psychology of a person. Hayyis, it's all based on his psychology. So Mimela, the kasha, the Yeshua's kasha falls off. Yeshua's kasha was, it's not a shliach lahilacha. When I give it to him, it's automatically chal. It's tak automatically chal, but the Adin doesn't know that. The Adin thinks he has time. Since the Adin thinks he has time, we'll chayshish that in his mind, he'll think it over, he'll regret it, and he'll say, yeah, he'll come and be married.
Why did he know before?
This
was
terrible.
What? Why did he know before on that day, and now he doesn't know?
Because by Isha, he knows the truth. Because there's no Zachem Adin Shalai B'Fadah. So by Isha, he knows. If I give it to her, to the Shliach Fahilacha, it takes until it gets there. Now by Eved, he thinks the same thing. He thinks when I give it, it takes till it gets there. Little does he know that Eved is different, because Eved's Zachem Adin Shalai B'Fadah.
Why were you assuming that it's a person who's not a Lamdan?
Because if he'd be a Lamdan, why would he call him a Shliach Lahilacha? He's obviously not a Lamdan. Because he's telling him, be a Shliach Lahilacha. If he knows that's how right now, why is he using such an expression? Be a Shliach Lahilacha. Be a Shliach to bring the get. Why is he saying that? You should say, take the get. It'll be chal. Obviously, he's unaware of the fact that it works that way. So since he's unaware, that's why the whole the whole thing begins, the whole time. It's only a teres like the Ran, which I think Pesha is learning into Rashi. But, right, that it's, I mean, that's Shash Shma, as opposed to Shash Mazuya. Alright, but you have to remember that on Daf, later on Daf Av, we said that Rashi may only be in the Havamina. But, on Kaponim, Ayetim Edvareinu, we have a Machlaikis Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Pnei Yeshua, La Halacha. It's in a case where you do a typical Shliach Lailacha of an Eved. A regular case, a man says, here, take this gift, bring it to my Eved. According to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you don't need B'fanei Nechtav. Because he says the whole Mishnah is only talking in a case where he spoke out of Kepeda. Those are B'kivayga's teretz. Moshe came according to Pnei Yeshua, the Mishnah is talking even in a case where it's takachal right away, I gave it to the Shleach Lailacha. Tchal immediately. And yet, when he brings it to Eretz Yisrael, he has to say, B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. So what turns out, it seems, is that we have a machlokes here, Rekiva Eger in the Pnei Yeshua. Let's look at Tosfos Shavuot. Let's see. Tosfos Shavuot L'Moylech U'L'Mevi. What do we say? That it's the same as Moylech U'L'Mevi. What does that mean? That just like they made a takana by Isha, B'fanei Nechta, same thing they made a takana by Evet. Let's just remember, what do we have on Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara said that really you should need two Eidim. Eidava Shebera V'Pox Mishnayim. The Gemara said, really, B'farei Nechta should need two. Mishum Iguna, Hikilu Barabon. The Gemara said that since the case of Iguna, so whatever the Koyach they had, they were Mekel, that one Eid could say B'farei Nechta, B'farei Nechta, and that's good enough. That was the whole binyan of the end of Mishnah. That Mishum Iguna, Hikilu Barabon. It's a frektosis. If the whole binyan of that Mishnah is the cause of Iguna, so what does that have to do with Eved? Frektosis. In Toma, B'shlami Isha, have a Mishum Iguna. The Gemara said, why do we trust in Eid Echad, but B'farei Nechta, by an Isha, because by Iguna, Yikilu Rebana? Abu Be'eved, my Igun Yesh. What Igun is there by an Eved? And if you're going to say, Yimishum Darsa B'baschayin U'bishivcha, if you're going to say, we're afraid, Shleach will bring it and give it to him. And we won't be able to be Mekayim. So we'll be Mesukvik, what's going on. So it will be Asur in the Baschayrin and Asur in the Shifcha, because if he's an Eved, he's Asur Baschayrin. If he's B'shochr, then he's Asur B'shifcha. Loi leisvei ha-shliach le-Eved gets ha-shem yinaseyam, v'loi yasur B'shifcha. What does that mean? Loi leisvei Taitsh Loi leisvei ha-shliach le-Eved gets ha-shem yinaseyam, v'loi yasur B'shifcha. What? Well, tell the shliach when you get to Eretz Yisrael with this get, don't give it. If you're going to give it, we're afraid now that there are going to be all kinds of problems. That'll be a suffocation. We won't know if he's about to be shifted to Baschayrin. So we're going to make a rule. Don't give it. When a man brings a get from this yam to Eretz Yisrael, he should only have to do it with two witnesses or nothing. But don't give it. So we just said that he was zeichet. Yeshua just said that he was zeichet really right away as soon as he got it. He was zeichet for the Eved immediately. That's what Yeshua said. Yeshua said that really he's zeichet immediately. Just the person doesn't know it, so he's bringing it. But really he was zeichet right away. So what? Don't give it. And lo yasa b'shivcha. He won't be out. Maybe he's asa b'shivcha ready from before. Zachem adam shalay b'fanav. And he's already zaycha from before.
We don't know that.
Rabbi Shlomo, it's good. Quint Rabbi Kiva Eger is no problem because we're talking dafk in such a case where you have to give it. But quint Rabbi Yeshua. Well, how does it work out for Yeshua? Yeah, but I could still tell you, so that's why we made Eid Echad be believed, because there's going to be an Iguna problem. This man is going to be an Iguna, because he's not going to be able to marry a Shifchor or a Baschayrin, so therefore we have to trust Eid Echad, say before Eid Echad. So Tosfos is saying, no, that's not true, we have an Eid, so let him not give it. Quite for Yeshua, that's not an Eid, so do not give it. To not give it doesn't matter if you do give it or don't. It's only that the Adayin and maybe the Shliach too are confused and they think that I have to give it. But if you walk into Bezin, Bezin will tell you don't have to give it. You don't have to give it. You are Zecha right away. What? Zochin La'adam will work. Why is it not good for him? Because of the Sigurna Cheshash itself. Maybe Tosfos means that if you're going to say that in the case we don't have Kiyum, the Medina or Dina, it's going to be not good for him because there's a possibility that it'll be messed up, that if we can do Kiyum, it'll be messed up. So that would answer Peshua's original kasha. That Peshua asked Bichal right away. Mincha right away. So we'll say it's Nacha right away, because maybe even the Imam Din is afraid that it'll get messed up. What? Because that's that we did make a takana b'chonei nechtav. Tosis here is asking, maybe we shouldn't make a takana b'chonei nechtav. And we'll say it's Nacha right away. Maybe that's what Tosis means. Maybe what?
The issue asks on this Tosis also. He says what child is there. So one answer is a confused answer.
The what?
That he said that's a chal. This is Saki. He says this is a chal. It's not going to be Saki.
Peshua says those words. That
no, only on so Tosis.
I'm saying on Tosis. Yeah.
He also gives another answer. He says put it over there.
So that I remember seeing in Peshua, which you're calling the second time. They're two separate pieces of Peshua. At this territory of Peshua, he actually asked this kasha on himself, from Taisvis, in the second piece, in the separate piece. He asked this kasha that this Tais is not mashma like me. Taisvis says he cannot give it. So he says that Taisvis wants to explain the mission even by Rav Meir, who holds it's a chayv, that you don't say zachem adam by a getcher. And that this Taisvis is going according to him, who holds it's a chayv, so that's why Tosis is asking what he's asking. But you're right, the Kohen of Yeshua explained that it's a schos. Tosis could have said this. So Rabbi Yeshua says, you're saying that maybe because of confusion, it's a chayv. That sounds like a good term. Sounds like a better term.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Bottom line. But it still would work. According to the person in the Yom Bays, if you say Zachan La'adam, he's free right away, even if he never gets a shtar. Because I'm Zaychefim. So he's free, as of this minute, he's free. Right, it happens right away. But it doesn't, even if he never gets it. Zachem other words, even if he never gets it. Alright, so this is all, as I say, there are other turetim on the Pnei Yeshua's kasha, but these are basically the Rebbe Kideg and the Pnei Yeshua. Again, what was his kasha? That Zachem Adam Shalai Befanav. And as soon as you give it to the, so let's Pnei Yeshua and then we gone. That the emes is like Tysus. As soon as you give it to him, it's chal right away. We could have said another teretz, no? That we pass an Eidem Esira Karati. We pass an Eidem Esira Karati, Saibai get Ishin, Saibai get Shifra. So we could say it's talking in a case where the man, the Adain, gave it to the Shliach, not in front of Eidem. Can I say a teretz? He gave it to him, not in front of Eidem. And if he gave it to him, not in front of Eidem, so you can't say Zachar Ladam Shalai B'Fanav, if he goes free, Eide Mesira Karati. You need Eide Mesira for it to be Chal. Yeshua himself says something along these lines, right? No, Lachari, that would answer Yeshua's Kasha too. No? The whole Kasha is a start. The whole Kasha was, when you give it to the Eved, bang, it'll be a Shechar B'Tzad Tzchiyah. When the Odin gives it rather to the Shliach. Then that Okasha is good if he gives it to the Shleach in front of Eidim. But he gives it to a Shleach not in front of Eidim. Since we pass an Eidim Asira Karati, so that would be another Mahalach to answer Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. Should depend on the Ran's explanation of the Rif. Yeah, except if you say like the Ran said, Af Eidim Asira Karati. That the Eide Chasima are good than Kaim Eide Mesira, so then maybe it would be good here. It's not sure. A Pashar Rif certainly would be good, but according to the Ran's Hezbollah in the Rif, I'm not so sure. The Ran's Hezbollah in the Rif is that if the Eved has the Shtar, which was written by him, so it's a simon that it was given. But if a Shliach has it, I'm not so sure. Not so sure, but alright. The third possible Mahalach. Okay, there's a. We're getting now into Shukr Avadim. It's funny, it's like Kiddushin. We didn't, right, till we got to the second Mishnah, we didn't talk about Avadim, and then suddenly we had Dinei Avaknani and Dinei Kinyani Avaknani, Kinyani Avadivri. The whole basis here is a gzeirah shava that Rashi brings on the Amid Beis. Gamrinan la la. It's a hekish of get shifra to get isha. And this gzeirah shava teaches us that basically the exceptions, basically the rules of the two are the same. There is a question that the Achronim deal with as to whether shichra avodim gets a din of davisha be'erva. Being meshachra and eved, which pashtus is mostly a mamonistic din, do we apply to it the rules of da'in davisha be'erva pachas mishnayim? Really, for two reasons. First of all, it's hookish to hear. And second of all, lamaisi it is megeh to davisha be'erva, because lamaisi is becoming asa b'shichra. And he's becoming mutter bebas Yisrael. So there is a disagreement in the Achrayim as to whether we say such a thing or not. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in a few places, one is here on Daf Tes, and one is above Mitzia on Daf Chaf, says that the rule of Ein Davish Be'erev Pachas Mishnayim applies to Shichur too. Which means, and this is the ikanakuda of it, that you need edis l'kiyume on a shtar shichur. Edis l'kiyume on a shtar shichur, which means that if Odin gives the eved the shtar shichur privately, not in front of two edim, he just walks over to him and he says, I want to free you, here's a shtar shichur. And no one denies it. He's masking, he did it. The eved's masking. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, it doesn't work. Because it needs edis l'kiyume. Just like if you go over to a woman and you give her a ring, you say, "Hi, I'm a kudeshes leave it, the barzuk, that's my shiv Yisrael." And she's my dear gave it, you're my dear gave it, but there were no two edim. So that's the rule of edis l'kiyume. Because man, you don't have edis l'kiyume, it's nothing, even though everyone agrees it happened. Zot Rabbi Kiva Eger, on Daf Chof Amid Beis and Bav Metzias, Zot Rabbi Kiva Eger, that the same thing, Eved, Ishtar Shichra of an Eved, needs edis l'kiyume. And without edis l'kiyume, it's not chal. It's not. It's a davar she'be'erva. It needs edis l'kiyume. The Osameach in Hilchos Ishus in Perek Tes Halacha Tezayin. He says it like pshitus. He doesn't even say it's a chiddush. It's coming agav something. He says, "Do you think a shtar shichur needs edis l'kiyume?" Like he says a blush in tema. He says, it's not true. He says, Shtar Shichur certainly doesn't need Eidus L'Kiyume. And he says, if an Eved goes out with Kesef, he needs Eidus L'Kiyume. If Eved Kanani could go out with Kesef, someone gives Kesef to the Yad. You need Eidus. He says, B'Losha Bitbiya, you need Eidus L'Kiyume. Why would I need Eidus L'Kiyume Be'avadim? So the Arsameach Nemzon for Abshitos, the opposite of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that you don't. There's no din of davar she'be'erva by shtar shichur, and there is a din of davar she'be'erva, and or samei the Kivayga holds there's a din of davar she'be'erva for shnayim, and there's a din of edus l'kiyume, and or sameach rejects it. You're right. It's a funny thing. He says it like Balash and Peshita. He's coming there to ask a kasha on something we once learned. We once learned that you need edus l'kiyume any time that there's no din of edus baltin kameid and dami. That was one of the two esberim we had. So he brings that sheet and he says blush and tema. And Eved, there's no edus baltin kameid. And you think it would think you need edus l'kiyume. He says such a pshitas that there's no such thing. He just says the same thing. Right? He just says the paper. Anyway, so it seems to be a machlaikis. Yes. If you hold, let's say, if you hold like the Arsameach, that there's no edus l'kiyume by Mesira Shtar Shichur, it's a chiddush, if you hold like that, so then what I just asked would come off. I asked, where does the whole thing start from, the whole kasha, Well, what's the problem? You could say that he gave it to the shliach, not in front of Eidim. There's no Eidim Asira, so it doesn't work. If you remember, like, there's some Each, that you really don't need Eidis L'chiyume Adavar. I don't know. So you can say you don't need Eidim Asira. I don't know. But the Shita Shikha works if they're both Maida. So then the Kasha would fall away. But the Kida Eger brings a Raya from our Taisus. Taisus Shabbat. So what was Taisus Kasha? Taisus Kasha was by why do we say Befarei Nechtav works? Only because he gulna he kilu bei rabbanan. That's why Befarei Nechtav works. So to Rabbi Kiva, 1 minute. Why shouldn't Befarei Nechtav work? Why shouldn't Tei Nechtav work? What did Gemara say on Beis Amid Beis? Why shouldn't Befarei Nechtav work? It's only one aid. Ein davar shaver v'pachas mishnayim. That's what Gemara said. So Gemara says, oh, you know why it works? Because by Yeguna Yikila Be'erabah. So the whole kasha was, you should need two Eidim. Why? Because Tei Davar Shaber V'Pachas Mishnayim, that was the whole kasha. So if the whole kasha is, because Tei Davar Shaber V'Pachas Mishnayim, and therefore you have to answer Yeguna Yikila Be'erabah. So Taisis, what about Be'eved? So Zotu B'Kida Eger, 1 minute. According to our Sameach, you don't need Mishum Egin Akila Be'er Rabban. Because an Eid Echad is believed to say Befarei Nechtav. There's no Ein Davar Shaber V'Pachas Mishnayim in the first place. So why would I think you need two? Bishlam, if you say Ein Davar Shaber V'Pachas Mishnayim by Eved. So then it makes sense. Ikra, then you should need two. And why would it make? Well, only because of Iguna. So therefore, Taisus asks, what about Eved? But if you just say that there's no din of Ein Davar Shaber V'Pachas Mishnayim by Eved, so then what's Taisus Kasher? The only reason Taisus should have answered. You know why you need Mishum Iguna Kila Bei Rabbanan over there, because there's the Davar Shaber V'Pachas Mishnayim. Mashenkin over here. Over here is not a din of Davar Shaber.
Taisus is not sure.
Oh, you're right. Okay, 1 second. This is Rabbi Kivega brings a raya from here to this to Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega's a raya himself has this from over here because this Taisus was bothered that you need the Tama Viguna Kilo Bei Rabbanu. Since that bothered Taisus, so must be Taisus holds that Eved is also a Davar Shaber V'Pachas Mishnayim. This is his raya. This raya goes back to what we learned again Elzman. On that line of Gemara, the Gemara said, why do you need two Eidim? So the Gemara said, Hani Mili, that Eid Echad is Nem Bisurin, by Lo Yis Chazik Yisura. Avachach is Chazik Yisura, Deishas Ish, Havadav Shabarva, Havadav Shabas Rishnaim. We had two Pshatim and two Girsis. Is it the Havadav Shabarva? Is it two reasons? Is it one reason? This whole Raya is if it's all one reason. It's based on Davar Shaber V'Pachas Mishnayim. But there were Rishonim who learned that there are two separate reasons that you should need two. Either because of Davar Shaber V'Pachas Mishnayim, or because it's a Schazik Yisura, and you're being Maitzi from a Chazaka. So then even if it's not a Davar Shaber V'Pachas, even if it's Yisurim, by Schazik Yisura, you still need two. So we had two Mahalchim in that Gemara. This whole Raya is only a Raya like that Mahalchim in the Rishonim, that it's only because saying Davar Shaber V'Pachas Mishnayim. But those Rishonim will hold that by Yischazik Yisura, Yisur also needs two Eidim. So then the whole Raya would seem not to be a strong Raya. The what?
That it's two separate Raya. It's that even if you want that.
Okay, fine. So the, okay. It's just that being that it's Machlekes Rishonim, and some Rishonim have to hold the Davar Shaber V'Pachas, there's no reason to say that that's the Kuda they argue with. That's what Rabbi Kivega means, this is Raya.
But if it's stronger, the Shaber V'Pachas.
Okay. I think Rabbi Kivega in Tech Devarv says this. I'm talking like those who say that it's also one thing. That all Kiyam Shtarais. All Kiyam Shtarais needs to. When the Baal's Ma'ar. I mean, if the Baal's Ma'ar.
I brought the Baal's Ma'ar here.
Well, that was Taisus on the Amid Aleph, on Beit Amid Aleph. They used to say, Mikas Taninan. Therefore, what? So we say Taninan Mizoyev. Look, whatever you're saying, you're not taking away from the Gemara. You have to work out what you're saying. But the Gemara says that one would be enough if not for the fact that Avishai Brach Mishnayim or Eschazi Kisura. So whatever you're being Murray, you have to think through on that base. Why? Because it's Admam and Shabbayim. Because it's Admam. Okay, we in our Mishnah are treating Eved as Yisr. The Pesachua Grad mentions. All right, I don't want to get confused the issue. You can have a Chetimtza where an Eved, where the Din Mamin comes off the Eved, but not the Din Yisr. You can never have the Din Yisr comes off and not the Din Mamin. That's the Pesachua's Masber in our Mishnah. What? Alright, this whole thing is not this. Alright, but this question, if it's a Davar Sheva Erva or not, I think maybe it's totally. Last year, we had a discussion about Knas, Bizman Hazeth. We know today Bezin doesn't pass in Knossos. There are no Dine Knossos Bizman Hazeh. So therefore, there's no Kefil Bizman Hazeh, someone steals from you, there's no Dawud Vehei if someone steals it, right? There's no whatever, there's no Kefir of Yol Kefir Knossos. All Knossos don't apply. If you remember, last year we mentioned there's a Machlekes Rishayim. If Tfisa helps Bizman Hazeh for a knas, if tefisa helps, let's say someone afterwards told me a maisa with someone who stole from someone else for a joke. He told me something happened because we were let me go in order. We were talking if bizman hazeh, if you could be tefisa knas. Let's say someone owes you a knas. How could someone owe you a knas? The most common case, gezeila, someone stole from you. So you caught him. You're getting it back. He really has to give you a kefil. So the halacha is that if you're tefis the knas, if you grab it, so tefisa, it's two shittas of Shulchan Aruch, you can say kibli. If you grab knas, if you grab kefil, then it works. Then it works. You could grab kefil. Right? So someone told me about something that happened after we learned about this, that someone was in the dorm. Someone else, for a joke, took away, I forgot what it was, his tape recorder, his camera. He was making a joke, so he took away. He had his camera on the desk, and his tape recorder. And someone else was joking, right? So he took it and he hid it by him. So the fellow walked back into his dorm room. It wasn't there. And he started going crazy. He started looking all over for it. See, this fellow was laughing on the side. So when the fellow walked out, someone had Rachmanis on the Nignav, and he told him, he took it for a joke. It's under his pillow, whatever. So the Nignav went, he took it back, and then he was typhus kefil. The person came back, he told him, it's a nice joke, you took it, I took kefil back. Gneva, even for a joke, has been Gneva, you have to pay kefil. So, joke's on you, I can keep the kefil. And he was right, he could keep the kefil. One second. He's right, he could keep the kefil, but this we discussed last year. Tefisa helps on this. In the discussion whether Tefisa helps, there was a shaila. We know Maida Beknas is Potter. The Ramah, the Daki Maisha holds that if someone is Maida Chutz LeBezdin, let's say someone's Maida Chutz LeBezdin that he stole something. There's no din, of course, of Maida Beknas Pater, Chutz LeBezdin. His Haidah could be used for someone to be typhus. Because I don't know who stole from me, if I don't know. If someone was Maida Chutz LeBezdin that he stole from me, I could use his Haidah The Darkimaisha holds that I could use this Eidah to be Taifis. It has to be under certain conditions, that it can't say Mishata Yisibach. But in the Ikar Adin, Eidah with Lebesn helps. So the Shach argued with the Rama. And the Shach, that's how it comes to Asukim. Right? The Rama held that it works. Okay? That if I don't know who stole from me, and someone's Maidah with Lebesn, that I could be Taifis. The Shach said, 1 minute. There's this famous Gemara with Rav Gamliel, who knocked out the tooth of his Eved, and he was thrilled because he wanted his Eved to go free. He never freed him because he didn't want to be Eved and Asay. So he came running to Besdin and he told them, a great thing happened today. I knocked out the tooth of my Eved and now he's going to go free. So he told him, you know, Maida B'Knas Potter. Shein V'Ayin is a Knas. And Maida B'Knas is Potter. Gemara says they told him, Ilu hayu lecha edim, if you would have witnesses, then it would work. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Once he was Maida B'Knas, or it's Machlaikis Tanan, but once he's Maida B'Knas, edim afterwards doesn't help, like a Chachamim. So the Gemara says he was Haida Chutz Lebez. Gamliel knew he was smart enough not to go into Bezin and be Maida. But in the street, he was Maida to someone that he knocked out the tooth of his Eved. They tell them, no, tough, you don't have Eidim, you don't have Eidim. So Tashach, what do we see from this story? That when there's no Eidim, and a person is Maida Chutz Lebezin, that you can't be Typhus. Because if you can be Typhus, let the Eved be Typhus himself. We know there's such a concept of an Eved being Typhus himself, right? If the Eved Ger, the Ger dies, the Eved is Typhus himself. So let the Eved be Typhus himself. Let him say Hareini Meshuchar. And let it work. Elamai, so Tashach, we see from here, that it doesn't work. We see over here that to be typhus by Maida B'Knas, that doesn't work. That's what the Shach said. So we have Machlekes, the Daki Maisha, the Shach, the Daki Maisha held that being Maida Chutz Lebezin works. And the Shach said that being Maida Chutz Lebezin doesn't work. And that, I think, we probably spoke about that last year. There's another step to it. The Ktzais in Simen Aleph of Chayshim Mishpat, right in the beginning of Chayshim Mishpat, in Simen Aleph of Katan Vav, he says, 1 minute, it's not a raya, he's answering the Shach's kasha. He says, you can't bring a raya from Eved. Why? Because a normal Maida B'Knas, what's a normal Maida B'Knas? I say I stole, so someone will be typhus kefil for me. It's not Chav Lachrini. Right, 99.9% of knossos are not chav lachrini. It's not bad for someone else. Over here, zokta ktsais, when I am moida, that I was meshachru, that the eved is, I've knocked out Hashem v'ayin, that's chav lachrini. Why? What's chav lachrini if the eved goes free? Because no shifcha could marry him now. It might be a shifa wants to marry him. No shifa can marry him, and he brings the Tzechen Su Taisvis on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph that said that a get Isha is also Chav Lachrini because he's asking her on a Kayin. The Tais. It says, Kamai Taisvis on Gittin Daf Dalet Amud Aleph that it's considered Chav Lachrini if you're making the person usher to certain people. So Zakhtik Tzais, what's going on here? So the Ktzais, it's Chav Lachrini, so you can't bring a raya. The whole Shas raya is Nishkan raya. Shas bring a raya from a case of Chav Lachrini, where you're right. Maida B'Knas, he has no nemanis to be Chav Lachrini. But in a case where he's not Chav Lachrini, then it doesn't work. What? So wait, this is the Ktzais, 1 second. This is the Ktzais Hara. So we have now a Seder. We have Daki Moshe. It's really five steps we have. We have Machlekes Rishayim. By Medim Knesset Tisa helps. Like those that it helps. We have the Darkei Moshe's Kula. I don't call it a Kula or a Chumra. It's a Kula for the one who wants to be typhus, right? That if someone's by the Chutzla Bez, then you're in business, you can be typhus. We have the Shach's Kasha from Reb Gamliel. Now we have the Ketzais says the Shach's Kasha is not Shver. Because it's Chav Lachrini, so you can't bring around Chav Lachrini. Sucked in the Sivis on the Ketzais. The Sivis is also Simen Aleph, by him it's a cotton. Hey, brings the Ketzais. He writes, Ta Bedover Pashut. He writes about the Ketzais. Ta Bedover Pashut. The Ketzais made a big mistake. It's a schus. We are also gear that we're going to have later in the parak. Zochin la'adam shalai b'fada. It's a schus for an eved. We don't consider it chav lachmini. Why? Right. We get it. We'll have to declare why. Why is it chav lachmini? But zochin la'adam, what kind of chav lachmini is the ktsai sticking in? It's chav to the shvachis. All right. You have to deal with it. It's chav. But it's still, it's worse than the tayra zechia. Aye, the shach's raya. Zucked in the sivis. What's the shach say? The Reb Gamliel was made the chutz lebez. It should work. He says, 1 minute, shukar avadim is different. You know why? Zok mesivis, shukar avadim is different because it's a davar shebe'erva. And day davar shebe'erva, pachas mishnayim. He says that the whole raya for Reb Gamliel is a problem because by normal knossos, it's not, it has nothing to do with davar she'erva. It's all knossos amamin. We don't cancel people erva in yanim. We cancel people amamins. So the nesivis, the raya from a gula is not raya for a different reason. Do you know why a person's haidah doesn't work by the knas of shem v'ayin? Because it's a davar she'erva. It ain't davar she'erva. Pachas mishnayim. So the haidah of Reb Gamliel doesn't work. All the Gemara said, no, the Gemara says that the Rabbi, I think it's Rabbi Shua, Torah Gamaliel, if you have Edim, he'll go free. So on that, the Gemara asks, what do you mean? It's too late, it's Maida B'Knas. The Gemara says, no, it's Maida Chutzal Bez. But the Gemara is only mentioning it because of that Kasha, that once he's Maida, why does it help to bring Edim later? So the Gemara says, it's Chutzal Bez. It's not mentioned for this reason. So what do we see from the Nesivis? Nesivis klar holds that Shukr Avadim is a Dovah Shabarba, like Rabbi Kinegar. The Shach apparently holds that it's not a davar she'erva but l'chayru, because the Shach tainit that if you hold haidah ma'ida b'knas works chutz l'bezdin to be mechayiv him, so the Shach said it should work by eved. So apparently he holds it's not a davar she'erva, a davar she'erva from l'shnai. So if you keep with this whole chain of the Rishayim, Darkei Moshe, the Shach, the Tzais, the Nesivis, it seems to work out. That Nesivis, the Zichah is a Rabbi Kinegar, it's a Dovah Shabari, Dovah Shabari, Dovah Shabari. The Shach who brought the Raya seems to hold that it's not a Dovah Shabari, because the Shach brought a Raya from Rav Gamliel. So it seems that that Machlaikis, the Rabbi Kinegar and the Arsameach, is totally in. Is that Machlaikis, Nesivis, and the Shach. Nesivis would agree to Rabbi Kinegar, Machai would agree to Rabbi Kinegar. Right, the first piece of Gemara we learned already on Daf Dalit and Hey Amar Aleph. May Eina Yachal Loimar. What do you mean he can't? Ilay Mecheirish Cheirish Barsuyik Yitu. But the Nana Kolk Shem Levi Sagat. Because Mecheirish Shaydu Vekar. Our Megal Meiskinu Kedesh Nuslag Shepikeach. Well, his big line funny enough funny Nechta. Mashin is Cheirish. We had this Gemara itself. We didn't have really much in the way of Lumdis in the Gemara itself. The Gemara itself is very glad. The whole discussion we had was the Rounds Kasha and Taisis, that why don't we set the nine by an Elaine? A man who can't talk, but he's a Pikeach, he could hear. He's a smart person, he doesn't have a din shait of a cut. He's an Elaine, it's set the nine by such a person that maybe get this young, the Eina Yacholaymar, he's the Eina Yacholaymar. So we had there the Machlaikis, the Ran and Taisis, whether an Elaine could be right before I nechtav. And that'll be a good enough edus. What do we say? The PM will end up being savam, the ksiva doesn't work. So that was the machlaikas here between the two shitas, and we went into it with a bit of an arichus. But that was the whole discussion of this Gemara. Tomorrow we're going to learn the next Gemara. Let me point out, this next Gemara brings a number of sugyas that are big sugyas later. Now, the din of Kol Get Shir Shovei Kuti is a Mishnah on Yud. The sugya of Rakoi Shalakum is a sugya on Yud Aleph. We're not going to go into the lumdis here. We're going to wait for there. So we're going to go straight to what's new in this sugya, especially Mekarim Lahem Nair Cholok, a very interesting case in the Gemara. So make sure that you finish at least the two dots tomorrow in Yitzhak.